David Trainer, president of New Constructs, is here. And we are looking for trouble, scouting it out, and trying to steer you safe. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life, where we're joined each week by David Trainer, founder and president of New Constructs, where they evaluate securities from the bottom up. They dig in at the grassroots level. They start then working their way up through the footnotes, because when you do it that way, you're basically looking to answer a question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, you're looking to see, is it possible that something is not as attractive as most people think it is? Why do most people think it's attractive? Because they're looking at the top down. They're not reading between and through the various lines to know what's real and what's misleading. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information on what we discuss. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
The investors who went into the Danger Zone and didn't listen to the Danger Zone calls before.
Danger, danger.
Okay, so what we're saying is maybe it's a little bit obvious here, but if you went into the Danger Zone, then guess what? You're in the Danger Zone.
Duh.
But there's a little bit more to it than that.
Duh.
And it's not just a longer duh. It's there were a lot of people who were flirting with trouble. And that's your real point, is that if you were flirting with trouble before, you're in trouble now, right?
That's exactly right. You know, I think a lot of what we do here at New Constructs, whether you're retail or even institutional, you know, I get a lot of people who roll their eyes and think that diligence doesn't matter. And you know what? A lot of the times it doesn't. For a lot of the stocks we can talk about today and we've talked about recently, it hasn't mattered for a long time. But guess what? When the markets start to get irrational and things get a little bit more volatile, it matters a lot. And over the long term, portfolio performance is more about avoiding the blow-ups than it is about picking winners. So staying out of danger zone matters. Diligence matters over the long term, and we're just here to remind people of that.
Specifically, there are some issues, some big, popular brand name stocks that you have said were headed for trouble. In fact, what we really could say is we go all the way back to where you guys, rather than naming specific stocks, you named a bunch because you said we were headed for a micro bubble. And although that's not a term that's been kicked around a lot, that's what we saw in October, wasn't it?
It is, it is. And what we were looking to say is that, look, we're not predicting a huge market meltdown, but there were certainly pockets within the market of extreme overvaluation, as there are pockets of undervaluation, right? And there are just some stocks that really popped out as, you know, look, you may have made a lot of money in these, but I think most people agree we're closer to the end of the bull market. We're certainly closer to the end of the Fed easing cycle. We're probably on the around the corner in Fed tightening. And those are not conditions for making risky bets. Those are not conditions for continuing the success that a lot of individual investors have experienced over the last several years, because that success has been based a lot more on technicals and not so much fundamentals. And what we'd like to try to say here is that at New Constructs, what our technology makes available is sophisticated fundamental research that typically only the Wall Street insiders have access to. We make it accessible, so why not use it? Here we are on your call, Chuck. We're giving it away. Take advantage of this great fundamental research and avoid some of these potholes.
As much as we can talk about you guys issuing the warnings, what we always say is we have a tough time with a catalyst. I mean, you will make a compelling case for why something is headed for trouble. And then I will ask you the question, what's going to cause it? And you're like, oh, I hate that question, Chuck, because it's so tough to answer because it's so hard to find it. But the point here is that if you see enough bad things, basically it's that old, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, sooner or later it's a duck. And that's part of the problem here, is that you can find trouble in names that don't look troubled.
Right. Great example. Perfect way to put it, Chuck. And especially when we're talking about the micro bubble, Amazon, Netflix, Salesforce, Tesla, Spotify. And in our report, we detail, like, all these guys had some really good news. come out in the last month or two. Really good news. Amazon reported record profits. Netflix beat expectations for subscriber growth. Salesforce beat on the top and bottom line, raised its full-year guidance. Tesla had its first profitable quarter ever. Spotify beat on the top and bottom line, right? And overall, those five stocks are down 18% since we last warned, while the market is only down 8. So it's just important to understand that no matter how fancy and glossy and pretty it looks on the outside, you mean I'm not as attractive as I think I am? Right?
Yeah.
If you're rotten on the inside, if you're rotten on the inside, sooner or later, the chickens are going to come home to roost.
And quickly here, there's that other side here as well. You just talked about the stocks that you would put in the danger zone. They were down 18% when the market was down 8. If you wanted to be a supporter of those stocks, you would say they're just riding the wave and maybe they're a little more volatile. But the point here is, no. They're going to be headed for more trouble. Like, there's none of those stocks that you look at now and go, oh, yeah, that 18%, they're out of the danger zone. They're out of the woods. Everything's good, right? Their conditions are still there. They've still got problems ahead. And, oh, by the way, if the market gets worse, so is their performance, correct?
Yeah. I mean, one of the microbubble stocks, Snap, is down 52%, right? So we think that all these stocks remain in the danger zone. They remain dangerous. And we think that we've seen a little bit of the rattling of the cage when it comes to some of these overvalued stocks, but nothing's really broken yet. Nothing is really re-tethered to fundamentals. And so there's still a great deal of risk in these positions. And we just advise people to get into safer stocks.
Yeah, so basically once you hear the flashing danger sign,
danger, danger,
once you know that there is a warning in effect,
warning, warning, warning,
get yourself out of the water, folks, right? It's people who went into the danger zone when they were warned to stay out of the danger zone who are actually, of course, in the danger zone. Look around. If that's you, maybe you want to make a change. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is founder and president at New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com. Check out the site for their most attractive and most dangerous ratings, for their blog on their danger zone picks, and more. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Money Life will be back with Christina Hooper, global market strategist for Invesco, in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.